Welcome back. Well, finally this hour, it's the season premiere you've been waiting and waiting for. The PBS smash hit Downton Abbey kicks off season 4 this Sunday night right here on WJCT television, and fans can't wait to see where the Crawley family and their staff go next. We've got a preview right now. Rebecca Eaton, the Emmy Award-winning executive producer of PBS Masterpiece, is on the line with a little taste of what's in store. Rebecca, a pleasure to have you on the program. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not
going to
reveal anything.
Nothing at all?
Nothing. You don't want me to.
Oh, you're killing me, but I can understand. Because everybody's waiting with so much excitement to see the new season. Of course, people over in England and in other countries have already seen it. Before we talk about season 4, I first have to ask you, when we hear about the history of how Downton Abbey came to PBS, what fascinates me is that it almost never happened. Isn't that right?
Yes, it's true. And I actually just wrote a book, and there's the story of that in the book. The book is called Making Masterpiece.
Right.
And, yes, it was offered to us in early, early idea form. And I thought, I don't think we need this. We're doing the new upstairs, downstairs. We had a very full plate, so I actually turned it down.
Oh, my goodness. But you weren't the only one, though, as you write.
No, then they made the rounds of all the networks, including HBO, Showtime. Everybody had a chance to come in on Downton, and everybody else said no, too. And then, at the very last minute, I heard from Elizabeth McGovern, who plays Lady Cora, who is a friend. I heard in a roundabout way she had been cast, Maggie Smith had been cast, and she said, I think this is going to be really good. So I picked the phone as fast as I could, and we did the deal.
Wow. Oh, so glad you did.
Yeah, so am I.
But I'm sure. I mean, but when it first, when you first did the deal, did you have any anticipation of what it would become?
No, because in many ways it's a lot like the costume dramas we've been doing on Masterpiece for 42, 43 years. It's a family saga. It's beautifully produced and acted and written. It's set in a time. We've done lots of things in that time, including Upstairs, Downstairs, including the Forsyte saga. And we do lots of shows like this. So we thought it would be just as good as those shows, would pull in a good, strong audience for us. But we didn't know it was going to be a blockbuster at all. We didn't know until just after the English, the ITV broadcast. It was broadcast in September, and our air date was January back 4 years ago. And even then, even though it was a huge hit in the UK, we didn't know if it would travel because sometimes things just don't make the trip across the ocean.
Yeah. Well, not only did it travel well here, it's a hit all over the world. How many languages is it translated into now?
Well, I don't know the languages. It's been sold to over 200 territories, probably approaching 300 territories. And I can't imagine what they make of it in a lot of parts of the world, except if you think back that the British Empire extended a lot of parts of the world.
That's right.
There probably still is the same fascination we have.
Why do you think it struck such a chord with viewers?
If I knew that, if I knew that, we would be making the next one right away, which in fact we are working on, as everyone is developing the next Downton. I don't mean the next series. I mean the next hit. Hard to say. We all have our theories. I think, first of all, you can't dismiss that all the production values, as we say, the writing, the directing, the production design, the costumes, are perfect. They take great care with them all. They found this beautiful place, Highclere Castle, to shoot Downton in. It has all that, but then there is that other thing. And what is that other thing that makes it pop? Is it our fascination, everyone's fascination with that time in the British class system when it was just changing? Are we fascinated with, you know, what happened in World War One, the Titanic, the crash? I think yes, but I think also Julian has written it. He said, Julian Fellows, who created it, he says this. He wrote it sort of in under the influence of shows like The West Wing, American shows, which are very fast-paced, multiple characters. There's something like 20 characters with stories in Downton. Mm-hmm. And he covers almost all of them in every episode, some more strongly than others. You know, some weeks Mrs. Patmore has a story, or Maggie Smith always has a little bit of a story. She's the constant, as the Dowager Duchess. She sits on the sideline with zingers.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. So I think it's the multiple characters, and then it is populated with such gorgeous people.
Oh, certainly the actors are incomparable. And so we had a viewing party here at WJCT for the first episode of the new season. It was sold out.
Yep.
And
they have been all over the country. There's been hundreds of them.
Now, you said you can't give anything away, Rebecca, but can't you give us a tiny little tidbit of what we might see Sunday night?
Okay, what can I tell you that you won't be mad that I told you? It's 1922, and Matthew... this is probably giving it away to some people who haven't seen season three, but Lady Mary's husband, beloved Matthew, died at the end of season three, and she is in deep mourning 6 months later, and she has a baby George, who was actually named before the real Prince George.
Yes. Okay,
he was born before William and Kate George. The house is in deep mourning, and so the first episode is really a portrait of that and the ways this community is struggling to come out of mourning and to help Lady Mary and Isabel Crawley, who is, of course, Matthew's mother, who's lost her son, and the two of them are fairly paralyzed. So that's what the first episode is about.
Okay.
Also, there's a little bit of a surprise. There's another character who is gone from series four, who was in series one, two, three. I won't say who, but not just Matthew, someone else.
And we'll have to just tune in Sunday night to get the rest.
Tune in Sunday night, and you'll see. And then the story takes off because Mary is young and beautiful and wealthy, as is her sister Sybil. So that won't... things won't be boring for long.
Rebecca Eaton, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the success of the show.
Nice to talk to you.